Welcome everyone to Masechtas Kedushin, and I'm going to try tonight to start with one of the Yesodistik HaMachloiksin that's going to get to the whole first part of the first Perek to Kedushay Kesef. And what I'm going to do to try to present it is tell you three separate Machloiksin. I'm going to share with you three Machloiksin. Of course, my point will be that all three are totally in the same a basic Yesod that has to do with Taich of Kesef. Okay, Machlokes number one. Our Mishnah says you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef or Shava Kesef. That means you get married, you don't have to give your wife cash, you can give her a ring. How can you give her a ring? We learn from Stei Ephraim that it has to be Kesef. So the Mishnah tells us that Shava Kesef is Kesef. Is a machlokes rishonim in this sugya. How do you know shava kesef ki kesef? If you looked at the Taisvis, Taisvis struggles. How do you know shava ki kesef is ki kesef here? Am I Evid Ivri? Am I Nezikin? How do you know the Torah says you can be mekadesh isha with money? Who says you can use a ring? So Taisvis has limudim. Taisvis clearly struggles with it. He has one pshat, a second pshat. About what exactly the limud is, but Tosfos says it's a limud. Other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran, say, what do you need limudim for? Why should Shava Kesef not be Kesef? It's a svara that if you can buy something with cash, you can buy it with material that's worth cash. What's the difference? So the Rashba and the Ran hold that it's a svara. Shava Kesef is Kekesef. You don't need Psukim. And in Taisis, you have this very long Taisis, where Taisis obviously holds, you have to have a Pasuk. So we have to understand the Yisrael HaMachlaikis. In the copies I gave out, he brings it, Avni Meluim says, Madua Tzara Krol, Rabbi Shava Kesef and Kesef. He asks in context, why do you need a Pasuk for Shava Kesef? That's Machlaikis number one. Is this Machlaikis? Anybody who learns Kedushin, you learn Taisis, you learn the Rishonim. Taisis says you need a Pasuk. Rishonim hold you out. Okay, that's Machlokes number one. Put it in your pocket for a minute. Machlokes number two. Machlokes number two is something people talk about in a way that's very confusing because it's totally in the Machlokes. How much is a Shava Pruta? The United States in 2018... How much is a Shava Pruta? How do you estimate what a Pruta is? So there are two Shitas in the Rishonim, which are brought here in the copies I gave out. The Rambam and the Rif say, a Pruta is the price of Chatzi Saira Kesef. Saira is a barley, like you get in your cholent, not very big. A Chatzi Saira of Kesef, you find out the cost of silver, an ounce of silver, and Chatzi Saira Kesef, that's a pruta, given. Now, others say, where did the Rambam get it from? There's no Gemara. It's not a kasha. It's a kasha, but it's not a ladina. It's not a kasha. The Rambam says, it's in the Pirshei Mishnayos on this Mishnah, pruta is Chatzi Saira Kesef. How much is that? Chazon Ish says, in an ounce, it means a troy ounce probably of silver, there are 1,100 Chatzi Saira. Chazon Ish, and he has his Tefach, and he has his Amma, and he has his Tzayis. So he has the Shava Pruta. 1,100 Chatzi Saira is an ounce of silver. What that means in English is that if the price of silver is $11, then if the price of silver is $11, that's 1,100 pennies. There are 1,100 Chatzi Saira. If the price of silver is $11, then a pruta is a penny. $11 an ounce, I'm sorry. If the price of silver is $11 an ounce, so that means you buy an ounce for 1,100 pennies. 1/1100th of an ounce is a pruta. So if the price of silver is $11, that's the magic number. It's a penny. The price of silver today is $17. So it's about a penny and a half. That's what comes out later, Rambam.
That's because we mekadosh a woman with a penny in her
hand. She'll take it.
Right.
So you can mekadosh the woman with a pruta. Pruta is, again, it's pegged. It's not nothing to what you can buy. People say what you can buy. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds it's shear, like everything else is a shear. And so it's a penny and a half. It's tied to the price of silver, zehu. That's Shitas HaRambam. And in Halacha, we find the Machlokes, the Shaf, and the Smat. In a few places, the easiest place to read it is by Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, the first Shaf. The Smat holds, no. It's true, it has to be a Chatzis Seira, but you have to be able to buy something with it. You can't buy anything with a penny and a half. So Mimela, the Sma, the Shach passes like the Pashtus HaRambam. It's a penny and a half today, period. The Sma says you have to be able to buy something. If you can't buy anything with it, that's not a pruta. So how much is that? What can you buy something with today? So, what?
Buy 1 cent postage stamp.
They sell 1 cent postage stamps? Okay. Anyway, but you have to be able to buy something with it, not just the 1 cent postage stamp. You can buy a penny with it also. So I'm not sure. There's a big nafkamini. You know when this comes up? When we sell the chametz to the guy, we take a down payment. Ramesha writes, you have to take a penny per person you represent. A person goes to sell, so let's say I represent 200 people. I have to take 200 prutas. So like the Rambam sheet, the Pashas of the Rambam, it's a penny and a half. So 200 pennies and a half, so I take $3. According to the Sma, I need 200 of what you can buy something with. So it becomes a debate, the Rabbanim sit around the table discussing, you know, how much money you can buy something with. Even the bubble gum at the counter, you know, I don't know how much it costs to buy one, but what? 10 cents, yeah, I don't know, something like that. A Laffy Taffy costs a nickel, really? You know, that for a nickel? That's pretty good. Anyway, so somewhere, a nickel, a dime, it's somewhere in that area. So this is a machlokes lahalacha, the Shach and the Smat, it's totally in this Rambam, and how you understand the Rambam. That's machlokes number two. Now, before I get to number three, again, number one, if Shava Kesef to Kesef is a Svara or not. Number two, how much is a Pruta? The Pashtus HaRambam, and the Shach Pashtus that way, is a prute is a Chatzisayra Kesef, period. It's a shear like everything else. And the Sma disagrees, and he holds you have to be able to buy something that's Taicha prute. The third Nachlaikis is what the Yeshiva Shetaira is Mestoivev on as far as the Paiskim. And In the expression that the Gedolei Rosh Hashiva use, there's a machlaikis, if kesef, in the sense of kinyan, is kesef kinyan, or kesef shavius. That's the expression, which hopefully rings a bell. What is the machlaikis? So I'll tell you the case. This is a machlaikis, the Taz and the Sma, in Siman Kuf Tzadik, in the Chayshim Mishpat. And Machlokes goes, it becomes actually a Machlokes Tiktsais and Nesivis. Nesivis holds that the Ikur is like the Taz, and the Tiktsais holds the Ikur is like the Sma. So it's a Machlokes that keeps on going. It probably dozen places in the first 10 blot where it comes up. What's a Machlokes? You have to understand the following. They're arguing in the definition of money. The question that they're arguing is a very simple case. The easiest case is this. I'm buying a property from you. I'm buying a house from you. It's a $1 million house. So I sit with you, we negotiate a price, and we sign a contract, and I say, 1 second, I want to do a kinyan. Without a kinyan, you can back out, if he did. So what kinyan did I do? When you go to a closing, what kinyan did you do? Do you have any kinyan on the house? Halacha. You know any kinyan? You got, what do you get? You get checks. You don't get real money, do you? Well, assuming checks is not. Well, so a shtar raya is not a kinyan. It has to be a shtar kinyan. The thing is, it's not. So the Taz and the Sma argue in the following case. You're sitting there buying the house. You tell the guy, listen, I don't want you to be able to back out. I'm going to give you a quarter as a partial payment. Kesef is kind, even a partial payment. So I take out 25 cents and I tell him, be kind of the 25 cents, and pick it up, and it's a down payment for the house, and now I'm kind of kakas nikta b'kesef. Does that work? So the Taz says, of course it works. Kesef is kinyan. Kesef kinyan. Kesef means it's a way of doing kinyan. Do it with a handkerchief. I could do it with a quarter. The Sma says, 1 second. Look at what he paid him. Did he take that quarter off the $1 million? In other words, if he said, give me a quarter, okay, but now I'm going to give you $999,999.75, then it's a kinyan. The money was given for its value. That's called kesef shavyas. You looked at the kesef as something that represents value. The smash shita throughout is that money is not a thing. It's not an item. It represents shavyas. It represents value. If you use a coin as a thing to do a kinyan with, the Sma says that doesn't work. That's not kesef. Money represents something. It's not the money. It's the fact that it represents a shavius. Kesef has to be shavius. If I give you the quarter and you take it off the purchase price, that I'm giving it out shavius.
It is shavius. That person is not shavius.
But in our interaction, I'm using, instead of a handkerchief, I'm using a quarter. That's kesef kinyan. It has shavius, but it's not being used as shavius in the kinyan. The kinyan has to be a kinyan of shavius. That's the smal shita.
What?
By chis chametz, the shtar says that the down payment comes off the price. If the guy wants to buy it, so we're going to estimate the value of the chametz, and that'll come off the price of the thing. So there, it's good. We daf can do it then.
The guy gives you money?
Yeah. I don't give it to you. That's what the we need to rub makes us profit. A check, probably not. It's a separate discussion. But now you realize the other Sma, and this Sma is the same machlokes. The Sma says money represents shavius. Let's go back to machlokes number two. How much is a pruta? So shasa pruta, chasi saira, 1.5 pennies. What did the Sma say? He said, no, 1.5 pennies is not good. You have to be able to buy something with it. The Sma says, l'shitasai. He says, money has to have value. It has no value. It's a penny and a half. What are you going to do with a penny and a half? So the Sma says, l'shitasai. He holds kesef has to be shavius. Money is not a thing. It represents something. It represents value. So the smat, that's a shita. In use, kesef kinyan has to be kesef shavius. Definition of a pruta has to have shavius. That's a shita. The first machlaikis, shava kesef ki kesef, do I need exams a kesef or not? All the achrayim here say, depends. If kesef is a thing, kesef is a chafetz. So the Torah says you could buy a field with kesef, you could buy a gemara with kesef. Who says you could do it with a ring? I need a pasuk. But the Sma holds, no, money is nothing. Money represents value. If money represents value, you're giving value in exchange for the property, in exchange for the kedushin. If you're giving value, so then shava kesef, of course, is kekesef. It's a svara. Shava kesef also has value. A ring has value. The item of the money is meaningless. According, it just represents an ability to buy something with it. It has value in society. That's what money is. So maybe shava kesef is better than kesef. It has a use and a value. Yeah, but you see, Ephraim did it with kesef, so we can't make it better. It has the shavius and a use. Okay? But no. But here we're starting with cash, so we go to that. So you see, all three machlaikes in the Sman, the Rishonim will hold, Shavu Kesef is a svara, it's all because money represents value. The proof that the Taz brings that the Sma is wrong The Sma says, kesef has to have value, you have to be able to buy something with it, that's it. The Taz's raya, that's wrong, is from the fact that kinyan kesef works by marriage. And the Taz says, value? What are you getting by marriage? What are you getting? You're getting married, but you're not acquiring. And Rashi says later, by marriage, lamidi shakul minei. You're not getting anything. What are you receiving? Kesef shavius means I'm getting something of value. You're not acquiring anything. The Torah says it must be kesef is kinyan. Because if it works by marriage, you don't get anything of value in exchange. What do you get? What are you getting in exchange? You're getting married, but you're not acquiring anything. What? What about it? That's true. So it means he not only has to give her the kedushin, but he's zeicher to give her more things later.
What's
you're not getting anything.
What's he getting?
You know, the Ritva and Davav, the Ritva says when you get married, you're kind of ordering la'atzma. You're sort of getting obligations. That's what he says. He says that.
He gets the same
look. You need a separate kinyan and the same look. You don't get the same look by giving a kedushin. You know, because she still lives in her father's house. You need to sue it, and here it's not totally in that. You can get zero nifsei tzembalas and still get married. It's not totally in that. This is the Taz's raya that it's kesef kinyan. It's just a maisa kinyan. So the yisoid, I just want you to know the yisoid. It comes up throughout the parak. Is when you mekadish or buy something with money, is money value or is money silver? Machlek is how to touch the word kesef. Well, how do you touch kesef? Right, it says, Zav the kesef on the chayshis, then touch kesef is silver. That's a thing. That's the taz. According to the other sheet, this touch kesef is money. Silver happens to be the item that we use, to peg, the tibba that we use. But it's money. And 100%. And the, okay, that's what I saw telling you. So this is, what? See, just the opposite. If you hold it shavius, paper currency represents shavius, it should be fine. If you hold it's an item, so here it's a very arbitrary item. In society, it represents value. You go out and get value for it. Kshemsh is a chino lahaskel, we should be zaychel asayim, present day, all the best.